Contrary to Mr. Watson's support for Premiers Kenny's lack of respect for those who refuse to take the vaccinations letter to the editor. Minister's letter shows lack of respect to the vaccinated. I support Mr. Guthrie's criticism of the Premier. The people refusing to take the experimental vaccines must be as fully respected as those who choose to be vaccinated, otherwise it sets up our society for even more division. This is what freedom of choice is all about and is included in Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. I would remind Mr. Watson and anyone else who feels the same way, that those who choose not to be vaccinated are in fact merely unwilling to cede their human rights, one of which according to the Nuremberg Code, is the ability to make informed medical decisions, which is an essential aspect of freedom. Watson wrote, "People refusing vaccinations are threatening our personal freedom. It's exactly the other way around, as the personal freedom of those who refuse vaccinations are being ostracized by the restrictions. Specifically, anyone unvaccinated cannot enjoy their local restaurant, church or theater while those vaccinated can do so." According to Watson's logic, isn't he, or anyone fully vaccinated, perfectly safe? In fact, the implementation of this latest round of restrictions based on medical segregation threatens the very foundation of our democracy, or what little of it we in Canada, or even in Alberta, have left. L. Tex, Luner, Cochrane.